from Cahokia Mo and the Cahokia Softball Baseball Complex. Clark County Indians, Collin County Baseball is on the air. Hi again, everybody. I'm Andy Middleton. And today's game being brought to you on KMEM by these Clark County sponsors. They are Andy's Maytag, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, by the Hometown Journal, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, Cahokia Media, Cahokia State Bank, member FDIC, People's Bank of Wauconda, Cahokia and Canton, member FDIC, Scotland County Hospital and Rural Health Clinics, Southeastern Community College, and Wilson Triplett Funeral Home. And the Scotland County sponsors, Community Bank of Memphis, member FDIC, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, Jay's Foods, Mayberry Farm Truck Accessories, the Memphis Democrat, Memphis Lumber Company, Northeast Rural Telephone Company, Nutrigen Ag Solutions in Memphis, People's Bank of Wauconda, member FDIC, Scotland County Hospitals and Rural Health Clinics, Scotland County R1 Schools, Slayton Polaris, The Farm Shop, and Tri-County Electric. And let's take a look at starting lineups. First of all, for the visiting Scotland County Tigers, they come in with a record of 8-6. They have won three out of the last four games. And this lineup's going to look a little different, a little shake-up in the lineup tonight by Rod Sears. Elias Hatfield will lead off and play center field. Vince Dale at shortstop, batting second. Batting third behind the dish, Ian Wilson. Owen Brown is the designated hitter, and he'll clean up. Logan Buford at first base, batting fifth. Batting sixth and pitching, Tate Richmond. Hunter Sapp playing second base, batting seventh. Batting eighth and left field, Hugh Baker. And batting ninth, playing third base, Carter Klatt. Evan Arnold will be in right field. For the 13-6 Clark County Indians, and Rod Sears, the head coach of the Scotland County Tigers. The Clark County Indians come in at 13-6. They go with Carter Briscoe. He'll pitch and lead off. Behind the dish, batting second, Colin Hunziker. Drew Holstead at shortstop, batting third. Cleaning up at first base, Gabe Howell. Matt Miller, batting fifth, playing second base. Batting sixth in right field, Troy Nixon. Batting seventh in left field, Tristan Pitford. Batting eighth at third base, Eli Elam. And Caleb Nelson, batting ninth in center field. Again, Clark County 13-6, coached by Jerry Jerome.
Senior first baseman, Gabe Howell.
The second meeting between these two, they played almost a month ago in Memphis, March 30th. That was a 14-8 Clark County win. The Indians have won three out of their last four games. And right now, we're getting down to the brass tacks. It's all about districts, and I would guess districts will probably get seated this weekend. And I'd say the Indians will be the number two seed in Class 3 District 6 behind South Shelby, and the rest of that district is pathetic. You've got Highland at 5-7, Mark Twain at 2-13, Monroe City's 2-9, Palmyra's 1-11. The Indians at 13-6, and South Shelby 13-3, and South Shelby did knock off the Indians earlier 10-8 in 8 innings, and we're going to take a break and be back with the first pitch in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Sponsored by BetterHelp. You ever feel overwhelmed, anxious, or just need someone to talk to? BetterHelp is here to help. Their platform connects you with licensed and experienced therapists who can support you in achieving your mental health goals. Here's where it gets cool. With BetterHelp, you can schedule sessions from the comfort of your own home or really anywhere you are and at a time that works for you. No more worrying about traffic or long wait times in a therapist's office. BetterHelp therapists specialize in a range of areas from anxiety to depression to relationships and self-esteem. Plus, their service is more affordable than traditional therapy with no hidden fees or long-term commitments. And the best part? Like I said before, you can do it from anywhere you are. Seriously, if you have an internet connection, you can use BetterHelp. Don't wait any longer to prioritize your mental health. Visit BetterHelp.com today to start your journey towards a happier, healthier you. Discover your potential with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BDub today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BDUB.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Lows dip down to about 44 tonight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow. Highs level off around 70. 45 tomorrow night. Slight chance for scattered showers. Mid-60s Saturday with a chance for scattered showers. Mid-50s Sunday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 67.
Back in Kokomo, Clark County Indians, Scotland County Tiger baseball on KMEM, and we're just about set for a first pitch. The Tigers will have Elias Hatfield, Vince Dale, and Ian Wilson if anybody gets on Owen Brown. Clark County defensively, third over to first, Elam, Holstead, Miller, and Howe. Left over to right in the outfield, Tristan Pitford, Caleb Nelson, and Coy Nixon in the battery. Colin Hunziker behind the plate on the bump is Carter Briscoe. So sit back, relax, and enjoy high school baseball on your sports leader, Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM, FM Memphis. And if you're wondering, well, there's probably two things you might be wondering. Cardinal baseball, I did have a gentleman ask if we'd stopped carrying Cardinal baseball. If you're wondering, because of this game today, we didn't have it on KMEM, but we will get back to Cardinal baseball tomorrow. They were probably starting a series. And two, Dad, we gave him the night off. If you're wondering why Donnie Middleton isn't here, giving him a breather. So there you have it. All right, Briscoe's got his warm-ups in, and Elias Hatfield is coming to the plate, and we are set for Clark County Indians, Scotland County Tiger baseball. Again, the Indians come in 13-6, looking pretty good for the two seed in Class 6, or Class 3 District 6, coming up starting a week from Monday. That's where we're at. We're just, like I say, down to the brass tacks of the season. Briscoe's first pitch on the way, swing, and a ground ball. Dribbler right back at Briscoe, up with it over to Gabe Howe. And one pitch, one swing, one out here in the top of the first inning. That'll bring Vince Dale, the Tiger shortstop tonight. Stands in from the left side. As Briscoe looks in, has the sign. Briscoe rocks, he fires. Curveball in for the strike. 0-1, the count on Vince Dale. As the 0-1 on the way. Oh, hit him. Plunked him on the back of the arm.
Briscoe gets too much of the inside corner and hits Dale.
So then. As Vince Dale on at first, and Ian Wilson comes to the plate. As Sears walks down, Coach Sears walks down the line to make sure his shortstop is okay. Dale says, I'm good to go. And Ian Wilson stands in from the right side. The Tiger catcher is Briscoe. Pitch coming outside, ball one. Three games next week on the radio. I think Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday next week. And that's it for the regular season on KMEM. As the second, the 1-0 pitch, swinging a foul. Evens the count, a ball and a strike on Ian Wilson. One on, one out in the top of the first inning. Briscoe, a check of the runner at first. The 1-1 pitch on the way, swing, and a high fly ball to straightaway center field. Running back and making the catch, Caleb Nelson. Wilson took it for a ride, but came up short. That'll bring the designated hitter and cleanup hitter, Owen Brown, to the plate. Brown stands in from the right side. 1-2 now, top of the first inning. It's Carter Briscoe. The pitch. It hit him. That's a second plunked. Here in the first inning.
Brown is hit by the first hit from
and that'll bring Logan Buford to the plate. Number five hitter and the Tiger first baseman. And Buford with ducks on the pond here in the top of the first. Two on, two out. Carter Briscoe. First pitch to Buford. Catches the inside corner of the plate. Strike one. Briscoe. As Asani wants to check on the runner at second. And there goes Vince Dale. But he's going to go back, swinging a foul down the first baseline. And it's 0-2 the count on Logan Buford. Now that may have been a hit and run. Probably that's what that was a hit and run. Trying to bring that runner around, that runner at second, all the way home, swinging another foul straight back. We'll do it again. 0-2 the count on Wilson. Or Logan Buford. Briscoe, the pitch. Misses low and inside. A ball and two strikes on Logan Buford. Beautiful day for baseball. Pre-game, pretty good, pretty stiff breeze out of the east, but that's died down. As Briscoe, check on the runner. Now the pitch, swing! And Buford lofts one into shallow left field, and they're going to try and score Dale. Slide, save! An RBI single as Dale was on his horse. An RBI single by Buford. And the Tigers push one across the plate here in the top of the first inning, and that'll bring Tate Richmond, the starting pitcher today. Richmond stands in from the right side. Two on, two out for the Tigers, leading 1-0 here in the top of the first inning, and Richmond looks at strike one. Good crowd on hand for this afternoon game. Next pitch in, foul down the third baseline, evens the count, or no, runs the count to 0-2 on Richmond. Briscoe looks in, checks the runner at second. Another check on the runner. And now the 0-2 pitch on the way. Misses outside, a ball and two strikes. Hunter Sapp on deck. As Briscoe, the 1-2 pitch on the way. Check swing. Oh, he caught a piece of it. Foul down the first baseline. It'll stay 1-2. I tell you, as light as this infield is, once that ball gets down on it, it's hard for me to, and especially looking through the mesh, it's hard for me to pick the ball up. The 1-2 pitch on the way, swing, and a dry pass. Got past the third baseman into left field, and they're going to hold the runner at second. That was Owen Brown, so the sacks are jacked for Hunter Sapp. So Brown goes to third, and Buford at second. Tate Richmond with a base hit at first base. Hunter Sapp with the bases loaded and two outs. First pitch, he looks at a strike on the outside corner. Briscoe, the 0-1 pitch on the way, catches the outside corner. Strike two on Hunter Sapp. Hunter didn't like that call. As Briscoe has a very swing and a miss, struck him out. Let's say slow is not the right word. A very deliberate delivery. He definitely takes his time. But the Tigers get on the board. One run, two hits. No Indian errors. Three Tigers left on base after one half. It's 1-0 Scotland County. Today's game being brought to you on KMEM in part by these Scotland County sponsors. They include the Community Bank of Memphis, member FDIC. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC. Hawkins Harrison Insurance, Jay's Foods, and Mayberry Mayberry Farm Truck Accessories. And in part by these Clark County sponsors, Andy's Maytag, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, and the Hometown Journal. So the Indians in the bottom of the first will have Carter Briscoe, Colin Hunziker, and Drew Holstead. If anybody gets on, Gabe Howe. Defensively for the Tigers, infield third over to first, Carter Klatt, Vince Dale, Hunter Sapp, and Logan Buford. In the outfield left to right, Hugh Baker, Elias Hatfield, and Evan Arnold. And the battery, Ian Wilson behind the plate, Tate Richmond on the hill. So Scotland County, a part of Class 2 District 6. Again, that's district start a week from Monday. Right now, if they seeded it today, it would probably Putnam County, Knox County, and Scotland County, the 1, 2, and 3. It's my record. But it's kind of after Putnam County and Knox County, Putnam at 13 and 6, Knox County 11 and 5, Canton's 4 and 6, Milan's 4 and 10, Schuyler's 6 and 9, and Scotland 8 and 6. So it'll be interesting to see how that shakes out. Again, probably those districts get seated over the weekend, so we should know who's playing who by Monday. So Carter Briscoe will lead it off. He had a rough first inning. He hit two batsmen, gave up two hits and a run, and struck one out. First pitch from Richmond is outside at a ball. Richmond, the 0-1 pitch on the way, swing and a foul straight back. Evens the count 1-1. Richmond doesn't waste a lot of time. The 1-1 pitch is strike two on the outside corner. Ball and two strikes on Briscoe. And the 1-2 pitch, swing and a kind of lunged at it and fights it off to stay alive. Richmond, the 1-2 pitch on the way, swing and a drive right at Carter Klatt, and up with it over to Buford and out number one. So 5-3 on the ground out, and that'll bring Colin Hunziker to the plate, the Indian catcher.
Colin Hunziker.
Stands toward the front of the box. And the pitch is in the dirt, ball one. Richmond has the sign he wants. The 1-0 pitch on the way. Swing and a drive into right center field. And drops in front of Hatfield. Up with it and back in quickly. And will hold Colin Hunziker to a single.
And he'll be on first for Drew Holstead.
Drew Holstead will step in. Indian shortstop. One on, one out. Bottom of the first inning, 1-0 Scotland County and Richmond. First pitch in is outside and ball one. Richmond. The 1-0 is lifted into left field and drops in front of Hugh Baker, and now two on and one out for Clark County. Started with a 5-3 ground out by Briscoe to lead off the inning. Now the Indians have put two on, and their cleanup hitter, Gabe Howe, stands in from the left side. And he looks at ball one. Richmond. Check on the runners. The 1-0 pitch on the way. Swing and a high pump fly is going to get out of bounds down the left field side. Evens the count, a ball and a strike on Howe. Richmond, the 1-1 pitch is outside, ball two. 2-1 the count on Howe. Matt Miller on deck. Indians trying to get the run back. They gave up in the top of the first as the 2-1 pitch is hit to the right side of the field and ate Hunter Sapp up a little bit. He went a long way for it, but as now the sacks are jacked and Gabe Howe, that's, I'm sorry, it's got to be an E4.
With Matthew Miller at the plate.
So Matt Miller, the Indian second baseman, with the bases loaded, one out in the top of the first, or bottom of the first inning, first pitch he sees is just high. Ball one. Richmond in some trouble here in the bottom of the first and just about plunked Miller. And it's two balls and no strikes on the Indian second baseman. Richmond, the 2-0. Swing! Splits the third baseman and the shortstop. One run's going to score. They're going to hold everybody else off. And so Matt Miller with an RBI single. And Coy Nixon will stand in. The Indian right fielder with the bases loaded. Tied at one, bottom of the first inning. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. Richmond, the 0-1 pitch is outside, gets away from Wilson, but everybody stays put. Ball and strike on Coy Nixon. The pitch, swing, and driven down the first baseline, foul, and it's a ball and two strikes. One out, bases loaded for Clark County in the bottom of the first inning, tied at one. As Richmond, check on the runners, the 1-2 pitch, on the way, swing, and a miss, struck him out. First strikeout of the day for Richmond. And that brings Tristan Pitford, the Indian left fielder, to the plate. He stands in from the right side. Bases loaded, two outs now in the bottom of the first inning, and first pitch to Pitford is a little low, ball one. Richmond has the sign. The 1-0 pitch on the way, letter high fastball, and now a bad throw to third. As Ian Wilson, they had a Holstead had pretty big lead coming down the line, and Wilson tried to snap throw. And it went over Klatt's head. And so let's see that. Okay, Holstead came home. And Matt Miller went to second. Trying to catch him off guard, and as soon as he threw it, Holstead took off. The ball went over Klatt's head. And so now the Indian, another snap throw, and another went over the head of Klatt again. The exact same play, and Gabe Howe comes home on the pickoff. And now Matt Miller at third base. And so those two runs are unearned. Let's see. And now base hit off the glove of Vince Dale, and another run comes home. And that's E6. So that's four errors, and now a throw down to second on the stolen base goes into the outfield. So stolen base by Pitford. Eli Elam, the batter, and three balls as I've been trying to get all this straightened out. He's has a 3-0 count. Or no, maybe not. 1-1 the count. Okay, I was going to say, I didn't think I'd miss that many pitches. 1-1 the count on the Indian third baseman, Eli Elam. Richmond, 1-1 is outside, ball two. Richmond, the 2-1 pitch in for a strike. 2-2 the count on Elam. 4-1 Clark County as swing and a foul straight back. It'll stay 2-2. Two throwing errors in the inning. Led to two of those runs. As the next pitch is swing and lifted into left field, coming up to make the catch, Hugh Baker. And lines out to seven. So, four runs, 1-2-3, three hits, one left on base, and four Tiger errors. And after one full, it's 4-1, Clark County. Tonight's game being brought to you on KMEM, in part by these Clark County sponsors. They are Hawk and Saracen Insurance, Coca Media, Cahoka State Bank, member FDIC, and People's Bank of Wauconda, Cahoka, and Canton, member FDIC. And by these Tiger sponsors, they include the Memphis Democrat, Memphis Lumber Company, Northeast Rural Telephone Company, Nutrien Ag Solutions in Memphis, and the People's Bank of Wauconda, member FDIC. So the Tigers, in the top of the second inning, will have Hugh Baker, Carter Klatt, and back to the top of the lineup, and Elias Hatfield. If anybody gets on, it'll be Vince Dale. And if I can find it, because, say, we're getting down to the brass tacks on the season. We've got three games next week. Starting, let's see, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday next week. Salisbury at Putnam County, West Rand at Schuyler, and Clark County at Knox County to wrap up the regular season on KMEM. So Hugh Baker will lead things off, the Tiger left fielder. As we start the top of the second inning, Tigers trailing 4-1. And Briscoe back on the hill. And his first pitch, strike one. Briscoe, the 0-1 pitch. On the way, swing and a miss, strike two. Briscoe looking for his second strikeout of the day. Briscoe, the 0-2 pitch. On the way, swing and a high pop fly into right center field. Coy Nixon drifts under it and puts it away. And that'll bring Carter Klatt to the dish. The Tiger third baseman looks down at Rod Sears. Now he stands in from the right side as Briscoe. The pitch is Carter squared to bunt. And did he run it out? He did not. Nice job by the Indians as coming over to cover Matt Miller. And Klatt just about beat it out. That's a ground out. 1-2-4. And back to the top of the order in Elias Hatfield. He hit the first pitch he saw, grounded out right back to the pitcher his first time up. And looks at ball one. Briscoe, the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Evens the count, one ball, one strike. Hatfield, the Tiger center fielder today. As the wind has picked back up a little bit. This time, swing and a miss. Bloops one. Just about blooped one into center field, but Matt Miller came over and made the catch. What a catch by Miller.
Well,
that's fly out to four, and the Tigers go down 1-2-3. No runs, no hits, nobody left on base, no Indian errors. We played one and a half. It's Clark County 4, Scotland County 1. Today's game being brought to you on KMEM in part by these Clark County sponsors. They include Scotland County Hospital and Rural Health Clinics, Southeastern Community College, and Wilson Triplett Funeral Home. And by these Tiger sponsors, Scotland County Hospital and Rural Clinics, Scotland County R1 Schools, Slayton Polaris, The Farm Shop, and Tri-County Electric. So Clark County, the Indians sent eight to the plate, so they'll have their number nine hitter, Caleb Nelson, leading off. Then back to the top of the order, and Carter Briscoe and Colin Hunziker. And if anybody gets on, Drew Holstead, as Tate Richmond goes back to work for the Tigers. Again, we evidently got to slow down. All of a sudden there, we got to throw down to second. Now we're ready for some second, bottom of the second inning. As Caleb Nelson will lead it off after the group hug at the mound. Nelson, the Indian center fielder, stands in from the right side, deep in the box. As Richmond, the first pitch, swing and a pop fly into right field. Evan Arnold under it and puts it away. And back to the top of the order, and Carter Briscoe, he grounded out 5-3 his first time up. And he, first pitch he sees, he lofts it into left field and off the fence. And Briscoe's going to pull up with a stand-up double at second base. And that will bring Hunziker to the plate. He's already with a hit and a run scored today. And we're going to have a runner.
Courtesy running for Carter Briscoe, number 15, Lucas Edelman.
Lucas Edelman to pinch run. So Hunziker stands in, duck on the pond. As Richmond looks in. And the pitch, swing, and a high pop fly into shallow center field. And coming in, making a diving catch, Elias Hatfield.
Hatfield makes the diving catch on the dying line.
So two gone.
Two outs now.
And Drew Holstead with a base hit and a run scored. And the pitch, check swing. And just a little outside, ball one. Richmond shakes off the first sign. Now he's got the one he wants, the 1-0 pitch, high and outside, ball two. Richmond, the 2-0 pitch to Holstead. On the way, check swing again. And this time he went around, strike one. Class as a 2-1 pitch is outside, ball three. 3-1 the count. Class 3, District 6 at South Shelby High School in Shelbina, and Class 2, District 6 at Schuyler County in Queen City. Again, starts a week from Monday, ball four. Andrew Holstead draws the walk.
First and second now.
Two on, two out.
Gave out.
And this is kind of where things fell apart for the Tigers in the top of the first. They got the two outs, and then the wheels kind of came off, and the Indians scoring four runs, and now the runners are going to move up on a pass ball. So second and third now for Clark County, top, bottom of the second inning. Two outs, and Howe standing in, reached on an error his first time up. And a run scored. Ducks on the pond here for Howe, and it looks at strike one on the inside corner. Richmond, the 1-1 pitch on the way, swing and a miss, strike two. A ball and two strikes on Howe. The 1-2 pitch on the way, high, or it was high and outside, but Howe got a piece of it, and the left fielder, Hugh Baker, ran a long, long way, but he tracked it down. And that's one hit, or no runs, one hit, two left on base, no Tiger errors. We played two full. It's 4-1 Clark County. Today's game being brought to you on KMEM in part by these Scotland County sponsors. They include the Community Bank of Memphis, member FDIC, by Mayberry Farm, Truck Accessories, Jay's Foods, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, and Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC. And by these Clark County sponsors, they include Andy's Maytag, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, and the Hometown Journal. So Scotland County in the top of the third. We'll have Vince Dale leading off, Ian Wilson on deck, Owen Brown in the hole, and if anybody gets on, Logan Buford as Carter Briscoe goes back to work on the mound for Clark County. Throw down to second. Vince Dale hit by a pitch and scored the only Tiger run in the first inning. So Dale stands in from the left side as Briscoe. Now he's got the pitch he wants. The pitch, curveball. Dale lifts it into shallow left field, and again running a long way to make that play. Tristan Pifford.
Running grab in left field by
the fly out
for the first out of the top of the third inning.
To left field, and Ian Wilson will stand in. Oop, put that in the wrong. There we go. Ian Wilson popped out to center field his first time up. Tiger catcher, and the first pitch he sees is a curveball, and ground ball to third. Elam up with it. Nice stab by Elam and over to Gabe Howe for the ground out, 5-3. So Owen Brown will stand in. He was hit by a pitch his first time up. Briscoe. Oh. Okay. Ian Wilson did not ground out. He is on first base. So still one out. Now one on, and Brown gets one past the third baseman into left field, and the Tigers with two on.
One hopper just out of the reach of Elam at third base.
Okay, so, well, since I'm not sure what happened there, I'm guessing there was an error that got Wilson on, but I thought they had thrown him out. So anyway, at any rate, two on, and Logan Buford stands in. First pitch he sees. Swing and a foul straight back and out of play. Buford with the base hit and the RBI for Scotland County in his first time up. As Briscoe, the pitch, swing and a high fly ball into shallow right field coming in. No, the first baseman went out to get it. Gabe Howe, and he puts it away. And now two outs, two on for Scotland County. And Tate Richmond, the Tiger pitcher, will stand in. He got a base hit his first time up. He could help himself here with two on. And the pitch is just a little low, ball one. Briscoe. The 1-0 pitch on the way. Knee-high fastball, strike one. A ball and a strike on Tate Richmond. As Briscoe check on the runners. Now the pitch, swing, and a shot right at Drew Holstead. Up with it over to first. And ground out 6-3. So no runs. Two hits. Two left on base. And no Indian errors. We've played two and a half. It's 4-1 Clark County. Today's game being brought to you in part on KMEM by these Clark County sponsors. They include Hawkins Harrison Insurance, People's Bank of Wauconda, Cahokia and Canton, member FDIC. By Cahokia Media and Cahokia State Bank, member FDIC. And by these Tiger sponsors, the Memphis Democrat, Memphis Lumber Company, Northeast Rural Telephone Company, Nutrient Ag Solutions in Memphis, and People's Bank of Wauconda, member FDIC. For Clark County, the bottom of the third, they'll have Matt Miller, Coy Nixon, and Tristan Pitford. If anybody gets on, Eli Elam. As back to work on the hill for Scotland County, Tate Richmond. As we're waiting on Ian Wilson to get geared up. And there comes Wilson. And probably one more, I would guess. One more, and there's a throw to second. One more warm-up pitch for Richmond. And we're ready to go in the bottom of the third inning. Matt Miller, a base hit and an RBI.
Leading off for the Indians at the bottom of the third.
And really only one earned run given up by Richmond. Three unearned. And the pitch is low. Ball one. As Richmond, the 0-1 pitch on the way, catches the outside corner. Or the 1-0 pitch catches the outside corner, strike one. Evens the count of ball and a strike. The 1-1 pitch on the way, misses outside, ball two. And the 2-1 pitch on the way outside, 3-1 the count on Matt Miller. Richmond, the 3-1 right down. No, missed low. And the second walk issued by Richmond. And so the Indians have their leadoff hitter on, and that brings Coy Nixon to the plate. He struck out his first time up. Nixon stands in from the right side. It's Rich now. He squares to bunt. Pitches in the dirt. And down to second goes Miller.
Miller takes second on the pitch without a throw.
So man on second, nobody out. Bottom of the third inning. And the pitch from Tate Richmond catches outside corner. Strike one. Evens the count. A ball and a strike on Nixon. Richmond, a check on the runner at second. The 1-1 pitch is in for a strike. And it's 1-2 on Coy Nixon. Richmond, the 1-2 pitch on the way. Missed that time outside. And evens the count, two balls and two strikes. The 2-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a high pump fly is going to get out of play. And it'll stay two balls and two strikes. As Richmond, check on the runners. 2-2 pitch. Just missed hitting Coy Nixon. And runs the count full. Three balls, two strikes. Check on the runner at second. The 3-2 pitch is head-high fastball. And the second walk of the inning from Tate Richmond. And that will bring Tristan Pitford. He reached on an error, stole a base, his first time up. He's got two on and nobody out and looks at ball one. Richmond looks in, and the pitch just a little low, ball two. And all of a sudden, Richmond having some trouble finding the strike zone. Check on the runners, and the pitch. About neck-high fastball, and it's three balls, no strikes on Tristan Pitford. With Eli Elam on deck. The 3-0 from Richmond. Is knee-high fastball, strike one. The 3-1 pitch from Richmond on the way misses high, and three straight walks by the Tiger hurler, and that's going to bring a visit to the mound. And we'll see if Coach Sears wants to make a pitching change. As that's the three straight fourth walk of the ball game from Tate Richmond. And really, until this inning, only one earned run. The other three were errors by Scotland County. So till this inning, his first two innings weren't terrible. But having trouble finding the strike zone, and Coach Rod Sears and the rest of the infield, see if they can settle him down a little bit. So the bases are loaded for Eli Elam. He popped out to left field his first time up. And the first pitch he sees is low ball one. Richmond showing some signs of frustration here. The 1-0 pitch on the way. Just missed hitting Eli Elam. And it's ball two. And right now, walks a run. As the 2-0 pitch on the way. Inside again. Three balls, no strikes. That's the seventh straight ball. Eighth straight ball thrown by Richmond as Elam squares to bunt on the 3-0 and pulls back and pitches in for a strike, and it's 3-1. Elam, the 3-1 pitch, as Richmond misses high, and that'll walk in a run.
Four straight walks.
The B.O.B. RBI. For Elam, and it's 5-1. And Caleb Nelson will stand in. He popped out to right field his first time up. And this time, swinging on the first pitch, launches it right at Evan Arnold. Can of corn for the Tiger right fielder. And everybody stays put. So his second pop out to right field, and that'll back to the top of the order in Carter Briscoe. Briscoe one for two with a double. And he's swinging at the first pitch. All right, it's Vince Dale, the second for one. And over to first. And the Tigers get out of big trouble with a double play. 6-4-3 on the double play. So Clark County, one run, no hits, three left on base, and one run, three left on. No errors. There we go. We played three full. It's 5-1 Clark County. Today's game being brought to you on KMEM, in part by these Scotland County sponsors. They include Scotland County Hospitals and Rural Health Clinics, Scotland County R1 Schools, Slayton Polaris, The Farm Shop, and Tri-County Electric. And these Clark County sponsors, They include Wilson Triplett Funeral Home, Southeastern Community College, and Scotland County Hospital and Rural Health Clinics. So for the Tigers in the top of the fourth, they will have Hunter Sapp, Hugh Baker, and Carter Klatt. If anybody gets on, it's back to the top of the order, and Elias Hatfield. And again, we're down to the final week coming up next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of the regular season as far as the games we do on KMEM before we get ready for districts. Salisbury at Putnam on Monday, West Rand at Schuyler on Tuesday, Clark County at Knox County on Wednesday.
13, Hunter Sapp.
So Hunter Sapp struck out his first time up. He stands in from the right side, and the first pitch he sees is inside, ball one. Tigers second baseman helped turn that 6-4-3 a moment ago. There's a swing and a shot down the left field line, out of play. He evens the count at a ball and a strike on Sapp. Briscoe looks in, has the sign, the 1-1 pitch. On the way, swing and a chopper right at Elam, up with it over to first for the out. So Sapp grounds out 5-3, and that'll bring Hugh Baker to the plate. He popped out to right field his first time up. That's Briscoe. Rocks and fires, and strike one on the outside corner. Briscoe, the 0-1 pitch, on the way, swing, and a high pop fly is going to stay on the infield. Miller comes in. Actually, Gabe Howe came in. Nobody called him off and makes the catch. Sometimes those situations end in disaster, but it did not that time. And that will bring Carter Klatt to the dish. He grounded out 1-3 his first time up. And the pitch outside, ball one. Carter Klatt, the Tiger third baseman today. As Briscoe, pitch. Neck-high fastball, swing and a miss. And it's a ball and strike on Klatt. The 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. And now 1-2 the count. Briscoe, the 1-2 on the way, swing and a miss. Struck him out. The Indians go down in order for the second time today. And that is the second strikeout for Carter Briscoe. So no runs, no hits, nobody left on base, no Indian errors. We've played 3.5. Clark County leads it 5-1. Today's game being brought to you on KMEM in part by the community by these Scotland County sponsors, Community Bank of Memphis, member FDIC, Mayberry Farm Truck Accessories, Jay's Foods, Hawk and Harrison Insurance, and Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC. And in part by these Clark County sponsors, Andy's Maytag, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, and the Hometown Journal. So for the Indians in the fourth, let's see, they have 2, 3, and 4. Colin Hunziker, Drew Holstead, and Gabe Howe. If anybody gets on, it's Matt Miller. As Briscoe goes back to work. Walked the first four, he saw in the third, and only gave up one run. And it was thanks to a Evan Arnold catch in right field and then a pretty nifty 6-4-3 double play. Vince Dale, Hunter Sapp, and Logan Buford to get out of the jam. And the first pitch, swing, and a shot splits the left side of the infield. And Colin Hunziker on for his second hit of the day. Two out of three now with a run scored.
That brings up left fielder, or excuse me, shortstop,
Drew Holstead has a walk, a run scored. He walked his last time. Clark County leading 5-1, bottom of the fourth inning. As Tate Richmond, the pitch. He misses outside. Got away from Wilson. And down to second goes Hunziker on the pass ball. So duck on the pond here for Holstead. Are you bored to tears yet?
No.
Okay. The pitch. And a swing and a drive down the left, third baseline gets out of play. Ball and a strike on Holstead. Richmond, check on the runner at second. And the pitch. Swing and a shot into right center field. Arnold over to get it. And the Indians have runners at the corners. That'll bring Gabe Howe to the plate. Reached on an error. Has a run scored. He stands in from the left side. The Indian first baseman. As Richmond, and now are already going, as Drew Holstead took off, and they're going to get him in a run down. Now throw over to third base. It was not a good throw, and got past Carter Klatt, and Colin Hunziker comes home. That was an error on the throw.
Gets away and allows him to score, and he's now lead 6-1.
And now just one on, nobody out, and it's 6-1. And the pitch, and there goes Drew Holstead down to second base. He's in with a stolen base.
Holstead steals second on this pitch.
That'd be the second stolen base for the Indians. And the pitch, swing, and a high fly ball into left field, drifting under it is Baker, and he puts it away. And that'll bring Matt Miller to the plate. He has a hit and two runs scored. As Richmond, the pitch inside, ball one. Richmond, the 1-0 pitch, misses low and inside. Two balls, no strikes on Matt Miller. The 2-0 swing and a shot right at Carter Klatt. Stayed in front of it. It ate him up for a second, but he hung with it and throws Miller out at first base.
Klatt recovers and is able to throw it across and get Miller for the out. Holstead's able to
Let's see. Drew Holstead does get over to third base. So a run 90 feet away for Coy Nixon. The pitch to Nixon, swing and a drive into left center field. And it's going to plate one run as Drew Holstead comes in. Solid base hit from Nixon.
And
he gets the RBI. And that'll bring Tristan Pitford to the dish. She reached on an error as a stolen base. And a walk, and the first pitch he sees hits it to the shortstop, eats Vince Dale up. And now two on and two out.
The shortstop, Vince Dale, he's able to reach first and second out the Indians as Eli Elam.
That'll bring Elam to the plate as a RBI on the day. And first pitch to him gets past Ian Wilson, still makes a pretty good throw down to third, but not in time as Nixon moves up and Pitford over to second on the pass ball. And the 1-0 pitch catches the inside corner, strike one. One ball, one strike on Nixon. 7-1 now in favor of the Indians. Bottom of the fourth inning and two outs. And Nixon, dribbler right at Dale, up with it. Clean throw over to first and Buford. And the Tigers get out of the inning. 6-3, so two runs. 1-2-3, three hits. Two left on base. One Tiger error. Actually, two. There was error on the throw to third. Two Tiger errors. We played. That can't be. Oh, there I was going to say. We played four full. And Clark County leading 7-1. Today's game being brought to you on KMEM in part by these Clark County Indian sponsors. They include the People's Bank of Wauconda in Cahokia and Canton, member FDIC. By Hawkins Harrison Insurance. Cahokia Media, and Cahokia State Bank, member FDIC. And these Tiger sponsors, they include the Memphis Democrat, Memphis Lumber Company, Northeast Rural Telephone Company, Nutrient Ag Solutions of Memphis, and the People's Bank of Wauconda, member FDIC. So Scotland County, top of the fifth inning, they will have the top of the order. Elias Hatfield, Vince Dale, and Ian Wilson. Anybody gets on, it will be Owen Brown, the designated hitter. As back on the hill, Carter Briscoe for the Indians. 7-1 Clark County. The Indians knocked the Tigers off in the first meeting in Memphis back on March 30th, 14-8. And the pitch is a strike. Right at the knees. Hatfield, the Tiger center fielder today. And the 0-1 pitch from Briscoe. Swing and a shot right at Matt Miller, the second baseman, up with it over to first. And Hatfield grounds out 4-3. Oh, Vince Dale, he's been hit by a pitch. Scored a run and popped out to left field his last time up. Stands in from the left side. The pitch from Briscoe on the way. Curveball, and Dale rips it into left right center field. And so Ian Wilson will stand in, one on, one out, top of the fifth inning. Tigers trailing by six. Wilson has a base hit. One for two on the day, and he's swinging to the first pitch he sees, right at Miller, up with it. Nobody covering second, so he has to go to first base with it. And Wilson grounds out on the fielder's choice. Owen Brown, the designated hitter with a base hit. He was hit by a pitch his first time up. As one on, two outs now for the Tigers. Vince Dale at second base. And he was at second in the first inning and was able to score from second. I believe that was on a hit by Logan Buford. Brown, the designated hitter today. Briscoe, the 0-1 pitch. And after a check on the runner, is inside, ball one. Tried the curve, and the curve did not curve. So the 1-1 pitch. On the way. It catches the corner, strike two. One ball, two strikes on Owen Brown. A check on the runner at second. That's Vince Dale. Briscoe comes to swing and a high fly ball into shallow left field. And Pitford can't make a play on it, and the run's going to score. RBI single for Brown.
Sideline drive ball in front of Pitford.
I mean, it was an absolute dying quail in front of Pitford. And for the second time today, Vince Dale scores from second. Now Logan Buford stands in, a hit, an RBI. He popped out his last time up. And looks at ball one. One on, 2 outs for the Tigers, trailing 7-2. Briscoe, next pitch inside, ball two. Buford. And the 2-0 pitch from Briscoe. On the way, swing and a high fly ball into shallow right field. Drops in front of the right fielder. That was, and now the throw in gets away. Now we got, now we've got big trouble. Okay, as soon as this is over, we got Brown in a rundown, and he's going to get tagged out. What happened was the ball got away. It dropped in front of Coy Nixon, and he was up with it, threw it to first, and got past Gabe Howe. And so Buford took on for second, but Owen Brown hadn't left for third. And by the time Brown realized I need to go, it was Howe was able to throw it over to third and get Brown tagged out. So that's how this inning ends, with the Tigers one run, two hits. Let's see, one left on base, and no inning errors after four and a half. It's Clark County 7, Scotland County 2. And today's game being brought to you on KMEM, in part by these Scotland County sponsors. They include Scotland County Hospital and Rural Health Clinics, Scotland County R1 Schools, Slayton Polaris, The Farm Shop, and Tri-County Electric. And by these Clark County sponsors, they include Wilson Triplett Funeral Home, Southeastern Community College, and Scotland County Hospital and Rural Health Clinics. So back to work goes Tate Richmond on the hill for the Tigers. The Indians in the fifth will have 9-1-2. Caleb Nelson leading it off. He's popped out twice to Evan Arnold in right field. And back to the top of the order, Carter Briscoe and Colin Hunziker. Drew Holstead, if anybody gets on. Well, Richmond was ready to go, but we did not have a home plate umpire. And now we do. So Richmond, first pitch to Nelson on the way, swing and a miss, or a foul ball. He got a piece of it. Still strike one. Nelson 0 for 2 today, the Indian center fielder. The 0-1, swing and a miss, strike two. Only one strikeout on the day for Tate Richmond. He'd like to change that and didn't on that pitch. Misses low. A ball and two strikes on Nelson. Richmond. And the 1-2 pitch is sent out into center field. Line drive base hit by Caleb Nelson. And the Indians have their leadoff hitter on base. Top of the order, Carter Briscoe is 1 out of 2 with a double. He hit into an inning double play is last time up. As Nelson scampers down to second base, no throw by Wilson. One ball, no strikes on Briscoe. The pitch, knee-high fastball, strike one. And the 1-1 pitch on the way misses outside. And now another rundown as Nelson took off and Wilson threw it to second, and now in a rundown, and they're going to tag him out. Let's see, that was well, who came in and tagged him? Well, he's out. And one out, and 1-1 the count on Carter Briscoe, swing and a shot right at Dale, up with it over to first for the 6-3 put out. That'll bring Colin Hunziker to the plate. Okay, did Owen Triplett come back in the game? Owen Triplett is in the game. Owen Triplett, that's who made the tag. And he is at second. Okay, we've got all kinds of new guys in the game, and we'll get it straightened out. Owen. As the 1-0 pitch on the way is in the dirt. Two balls, no strikes on Colin Hunziker. He's 2 out of 3 on the day. A couple of base hits, 2 runs scored. Yep, we've had some substitutions by Scotland County. Next pitch, the 2-0 is a strike on the outside corner. As Riley Small at third base. And swing and a miss, swing and a foul, strike two. Full count, 3-2 on Hunziker. And we'll try and get the rest of these straightened out. Another foul on the 3-2. Hunziker stays alive. 7-2 Indians, bottom of the fifth inning. 2 outs and a full count on Colin Hunziker, the Indian catcher. The 3-2 pitch on the way, curveball high, he walked him.
3-2 pitch is up.
And that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I think that's a 6th walk issued by Richmond today. That'll bring Holstead up, the number 3 hitter. He's got a couple of hits, a couple of runs scored, and we're going to have a pitching change. And coming in to pitch is Owen Brown. So, I'd say that Tate Richmond pitch counted out. So that was Richmond. He went 5 2/3. Four and two thirds. And I'll have to wait till the end of the game, but maybe three of these 7 runs, 4 maybe of these 7 runs were earned, but a lot of walks. Didn't go back to the third inning and walk the first 4. And then with bases loaded was got Nelson to pop out and then got Carter Briscoe to hit into a inning-ending 6-4-3 double play. So Owen Brown will take over on the hill. 2 outs here in the bottom of the 5th inning. And I already mentioned that Owen Triplett has replaced Hunter Sapp at second base. Riley Small in for Carter Klatt at third. And I think it's some we got a new
also courtesy running for Colin Hunziker, number 4, Chase Webster.
Somebody new in right field. And again, okay, so Owen Brown, the designated hitter, is now the pitcher. And Vince Dale moved to third. As the first pitch is a swing and a miss, strike one to Drew Holstead. Looks like Richmond went to shortstop, and the pitch gets behind Holstead for ball one. Ball and strike as the Tigers have shuffled the cards out here. So 1-1 the count on Drew Holstead. And now he steps off. A look over to first base and with courtesy runner. As the 1-1 pitch, and there goes the courtesy runner swinging a foul down the third baseline. And Chase Webster is the courtesy runner. So 1-2. On Holstead is Owen Brown. A check on the runner at first. That's Webster. The 1-2 pitch, kind of a slurve. and breaks in for a ball, but down to second base, kind of got away from Ian Wilson. Down to second goes Chase Webster. 2-2 the count on Holstead. And the pitch, swing and a miss, struck him out. So no runs.
We go to the top of the sixth.
One hit.
7-2.
One left on base. And no Tiger errors. We've played five full. It's Clark County 7, Scotland County 2. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports. Okay, Mark, I'm going to assume we never took our break, so we'll just pick it up right here as Carter Briscoe gets set to go back to work on the hill for the Indians. And where are we at? Okay. So standing in is Tate Richmond. Okay, Logan Buford. Okay, I didn't get Logan Buford. Tate Richmond's leading it off. And the second pitch he sees launches a high pop fly into shallow left field. Tristan Pitford puts it away. And so fly out to seven. That'll bring Hunter. Well, no, that'll bring Owen Triplett, who came in for Hunter Sapp. And he's standing his first time up today. And he looks at a letter-high fastball, strike one. Top of the sixth inning, 7-2 Clark County. And Briscoe, or Triplett, has to fight one off.
Briscoe calls off Howe on the pop.
And pops it up, foul, but
for the second out of the inning.
Carter Briscoe comes over to put it away. So Triplett fouls out. And Hugh Baker will stand in. Baker has popped out to right field and to first base and looks at the first pitch inside, ball one. On deck is Riley Small. The pitch, a little high and inside, ball two. Two balls, no strikes on Hugh Baker. Two outs, top of the sixth inning. Briscoe, the pitch, is in for a strike. Belt high fastball, two balls and a strike on Baker. The pitch is the 2-1, catches the inside corner. Evens the count, two balls and two strikes on Baker. The 2-2 pitch from Briscoe. Curveball caught the inside corner. Struck Baker out looking. And that is the third strikeout for Briscoe. We played 5.5. It's Clark County 7, Scotland County 2. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
If you have certain chronic conditions, such as heart disease,
asthma,
diabetes, and you're 19 years of age or older,
52, 36,
42, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I'm going to ask my doctor
about getting vaccinated
with Prevnar 20.
Back in Kahokomo, Clark County, or Kahoka Softball Baseball Complex, Clark County Indian, Scotland County Tiger Baseball on KMEM. Glad to have you along this afternoon and evening. I'm Andy Middleton. As we get set to start the bottom of the sixth inning, Clark County leading 7-2. And Gabe Howe We'll lead it off. Matt Miller on deck. Coy Nixon in the hole. Anybody gets on, Tristan Pitford. And back to work goes Owen Brown. And the first pitch outside. So I think I've got everybody in the right place. Vince Dale now at third. Tate Richmond at short. Riley Small went out to right field. And Owen Brown on the hill. And change up. And Howe sent it down the first baseline. Foul. Now 0 for 3. Stands in from the left side. The Indian first baseman and the 1-1 pitch from Brown is another changeup, and Howe sends it right back up the middle into center field. So he's on with a base hit, and that will bring Matt Miller to the plate. He's got a hit, two runs scored. And I think are we going to have a change? Somebody in for Matt Miller. It's going to be Lucas Edelman is going to hit in place of Matt Miller.
Pitch running for Gabe Howe, number 11, Ryder Howe.
Ryder Howe, pinch running.
Pinch hitting for Matthew Miller, number 15, Lucas Edelman.
So Edelman's first at.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 45. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 70. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. Lows around 45. Mid-60s Saturday with a chance for scattered showers. Mid-50s Sunday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 66.
Every piece of land has a story. The Upshaws right there is with a John Deere 1 Series tractor they call Penny.
When your project comes up, you have to just jump in and figure out what is it going to take.
From front loader to backhoe, the Upshaws have the tools to DIY all day long. Run with us on a 1 Series tractor and start telling your story today.
Visit IMI Equipment, Highway 136 at 81 in Cahokia today. Or find us online at imiequipment.com.
Welcome back to Kahokomo. A little technical difficulty, but Lucas Edelman, while we were away, drew the walk. So now the Indians with two on, nobody out, and Coy Nixon at the plate. Nixon with a hit and an RBI and sends one right at Riley Small or at Dale and runs over, touches the bag at third for the force out, and then trying to get the.
Nixon comes up.
Play at first. So, one out and runners at first and second for the Indians. And Tristan Pitford will stand in. Reached twice on the air, on airs, and also a walk on the day for Pitford. And the first pitch he sees is right down the pipe. Strike one. As Coy Nixon steals, or we had a pinch runner there, didn't we? Or did we? Yes, we did. That was Lucas Edelman stole third base. So second and third, and this time Pitford launches one into left field, gets past Hugh Baker, and at least two runs are going to score. So two in. Baker had to dive for it and got past him. So two RBI double for Baker, and that makes it 9-2. Bottom of the sixth. One out, and now coming in to hit Thomas Church. in place of Eli Elam. His first plate appearance today, and swinging a miss, strike one. Brown, a check on the runner at second. And the 0-1 pitch on the way, swing, and a shot down the third baseline. That's going to score Tristan Pitford from second base. And an RBI single by Thomas Church.
Pushing the Indian lead at 10-2.
So, one on, one out. And Caleb Nelson at the plate. A base hit his last time up. Brown, the pitch. It just misses outside. Ball one. A ball and no strikes from Brown. A check on the runner. Now the pitch. Catches the inside corner. Strike one. Brown, the 1-1 pitch on the way, swing and a miss, strike two. The 1-2 pitch from Brown, swing and a high fly ball into center field, drifting under Elias Hatfield, and he puts it away for the out.
Nelson has a high fly ball on the center field, but it's caught by Hatfield for out number two.
And that takes us back to the top of the order in Carter Briscoe. Briscoe has a double, one for four on the day. And the first pitch he sees outside, ball one. 10-2 Clark County, bottom of the sixth inning. And Brown, the 1-0 pitch, misses inside, ball two. Brown, the 2-0 pitch inside, ball three. And it's 3-0 on Carter Briscoe. And he squares to bunt, but he's going to look at a pitch, and it is inside, ball four. First walk issued by Owen Brown. And now... Okay. Oh, okay. Eli Elam. I'm trying to figure out how we. Yeah, Eli Elam. So two on, two out. As Eli Elam goes to second base. And in comes. Kai Binsbacher will stand in for Colin Hunziker. As Coach Jerome trying to get, I think. Get all as many of his guys as he can into the ball game. So, Kai Binsbacher, he's a freshman, stands in from the right side. Two on, two out. 10-2 Clark County to bottom of the sixth inning, and Brown's first pitch to Binsbacher's outside, ball one. Brown. The 1-0 pitch on the way, swing, and a shot down the left field line gets out of play. Evens the count, one ball, one strike. Again, just three more games of the regular season, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday next week, and then we get into the district, our district tournaments, Class 3, District 6, Class 2, District 6. And now a shot right at Vince Dale. Dale runs to the bag, touches third, and gets the force out. And that takes care of Clark County in the sixth, but not before they score three runs. All right, yep, three runs. Yep, three runs. One, two, three hits. Two left on base. And no Tiger errors. We've played six full, 10-2, Clark County. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Consumers everywhere are loving the benefits of buying locally produced food. Not only is it fresher and more nutritious, it's also good for the local economy. With state-of-the-art facilities throughout the Midwest, the Village Hearth buns you already love are baked and delivered fresh daily to your local grocer. So whether you like unsliced old-fashioned hamburger and hot dog buns or prefer classic white or wheat, just look for the familiar red Village Hearth logo on the package and you've made the right choice. Village Hearth buns, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
Hi, this is Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. SO4 pelletized gypsum is the superior sulfur source, delivering the right amount of sulfur to match plant needs and provide maximum crop yields. SO4 consistently performs in trials and can provide up to a 13.5 bushel increase on corn and 2.7 bushel increase on soybean. Ask your agronomist about applying SO4 pelletized gypsum this spring and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
To Cahokamo and Cahoka Sports Softball and Baseball Complex, we start the top of the seventh. Riley Small will lead it off for the Tigers. And the first pitch he sees, he lifts into shallow center field, and going back on it is...
New second baseman, Eli Elam.
Puts it away. So Eli Elam stays in at second base. And one pitch, one swing, one out. And that's back to the top of the order in Elias Hatfield. Hatfield, though, for the afternoon. He's first pitch swinging. Launches one into left field. It's going to be a can of corn for Tristan Pitford. Didn't have to. I think maybe he took half a step to his left, and that was it. So two pitches that Carter Briscoe's thrown, two swings, two outs. And Vince Dale will stand in, the last gasp for the Tigers here. And he looks at strike one, a belt-high fastball. Dale's been hit by a pitch. He's got a base hit and two runs scored. Both runs of the Tiger runs were Dale, and he scored from second base both times. This time he launches one into right field, and he's chugging for second base, and he's in with a stand-up double.
Dale with a double to the right field fence.
And Ian Wilson will stand in. One out of three on the day for Wilson with a base hit. So we'll see if they can score Wilson from Vince Dale from second base for a third time today. As Ian Wilson stands in. One on, two outs, top of the seventh, and first pitch swinging. Sends one down the right field line and out of play. Briscoe looks in. The 0-1 pitch on the way gets away from Hunziker and down to third goes Vince Dale. So, and took care of scoring from second base three times today. A pitch and a swing and a high fly ball into left field. Pitford drifts under it and puts it away. And that is the ball game. Their final score, Clark County 10, Scotland County 2. The Indians improved to 14-6. And the Tigers dropped to 8-7. And I will be back to wrap this one up in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Every piece of land has a story. Some right there is behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor, like the Upshaws.
This is my tractor, Penny. It's all about attention to detail.
But the Nelsons love cruising around their expansive Montana ranch in their John Deere Gator UV.
We've been here since 1868.
While the Caggianos drive a John Deere zero-turn mower to keep their Long Island brewery looking sharp.
Don't call me, don't bother me. I'm going out to mow for a couple hours.
Run with us and start telling your story. Learn more at johndeere.com/radio.
Guys, fellas, men, are you Roman ready for the weekend? Right now, generic Viagra, a.k.a. Sildenafil, is just $4 per dose at Roman. Just complete a free online visit with a U.S. licensed healthcare professional. If medication is appropriate, Roman sends what you need in discreet packaging with two-day shipping. Generic Viagra from $4 at Roman. Go to ro.co/bed. Do it today and get 20% off your entire first order. That's ro.co/bed.
I'm Corey Stott. Join me every weekday morning from 8:30 to 9 a.m. for Coffee Break right here on 100.5 KMEM FM. Each morning we'll feature a guest or an organization from right here in the community talking about the issues and events that are important to you. Start your morning off right with Coffee Break right here on 100.5 KMEM FM. Coffee Break is brought to you by Max Super Saver, Scotland County Hospital, Tri-County Electric, Van Buren County Hospital, and Prairieland FS.
Preliminary statistics indicate 7 people were killed and 63 injured in 176 traffic crashes involving farm equipment in 2022. As this year's spring planting season begins, motorists are reminded to stay alert and look for slow-moving equipment on the road. Farmers should try to avoid traveling on roadways at dawn and dusk when it's difficult for other drivers to see them. Let's share the road with safety in mind. A public service announcement from Corporal Justin Dunn of the Missouri State Highway Patrol.
It's hard to believe tax season 2023 has arrived, and with it, my 20th year in the tax and accounting business. I'm Bobby Clark, CPA in Edina, and taking the stress out of tax time is my specialty. My new client portal makes it easier than ever for me to serve you, whether you're across town or across the country. Visit www.bobbyclark.com to set up your BDC client portal account, or give me a call at 660-397-2332. I look forward to serving you today and in the years to come.
As a small business owner, the last thing you need is to be charged for being successful. That's why at Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, we don't have all those annoying fees on our business checking accounts. We understand the amount of time and energy you are investing in our community with your business. Let us help you make it grow. Stop by one of our 7 locations in Northeast Missouri today and ask about our small business checking accounts. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back. Clark County, Kahokomo and Kahoka Baseball Softball Complex. Clark County Indian, Scotland County Tiger Baseball on KMEM. It's a final. Clark County wins it 10-2 over the Tigers. Winning pitcher was Carter Briscoe. He tossed 7, gave up 2 earned, struck out 3. Tate Richmond takes the loss, 4 2/3, pitched and gave up 3 runs. Clark County scored 10 runs on 11 hits, left 10 on base, did not have an error in the game. The Tigers with 2 runs on 6 hits. They had 6 errors and left 6 on base. Clark County 14-6, Scotland County 8-7. And again, as we head into the weekend, I would imagine we will have the districts will get seated this weekend, and more than likely, depending, and I don't know what the schedule is for South Shelby today and tomorrow, if they will have games before the seating meetings. But right now, if I had to pick them, I would say South Shelby and Clark County will be the 1 and 2 seeds in Class 3 District 6, because the rest of that district, Highland, Mark Twain, Monroe City, and Palmyra, are not very good, not a 500 team among them. District 6, a little dicier. That's Canton, Knox County, Milan, Putnam, Schuyler, and Scotland. And the money would be on Putnam County to be the top seed in that, and Knox County the 2 seed. And then it's kind of see how things shake out. Canton at 4-6, Schuyler at 6-9, Scotland County now at 8-7. And Milan 4-10, and I'm sure the teams are playing today, and the records may change a little before the weekend, but we should know what's going on by next Monday. So there you have it, and it's time to get out of here. Once again, Clark County wins their 14th of the season, a 10-2 win over the Tigers. Tigers drop to 8-7. Today's game being brought to you on KMEM by these fantastic sponsors. Scotland County sponsors include Community Bank of Memphis, member FDIC, Mayberry Farm Truck Accessories, Jay's Foods, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, by the Memphis Democrat, Memphis Lumber Company, Northeast Rural Telephone Company, Nutrient Ag Solutions in Memphis, People's Bank of Wauconda, Scotland County, member FDIC, Scotland County Hospital and Rural Health Clinics, Scotland County R1 Schools, Slayton Polaris, The Farm Shop, and Tri-County Electric. And these Clark County sponsors, they include Andy's Maytag, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, The Hometown Journal, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, Coca Media, Coke State Bank, member FDIC, Wilson Triplett Funeral Home, Southeastern Community College, Scotland County Hospital and Rural Health Clinics, and People's Bank of Wauconda, Cahokia, and Canton, member FDIC. There you have it. For Mark Denny, I'm Andy Middleton. Thanks for listening. We'll see you on down the road. This is KMEM Sports. Good night.